Sit back, folks. No, you know you made it. You know you deserve it. It was all about you this week. Mike Grimes is here. Hank is in the studio. Martin Zeller in the hard way is going to talk about the storytelling event coming up in March here. It's going to be great. Hank in studio. Stick around for this Gear Daddy Martin Zeller show. I love it, folks.
Welcome to Bike Rides on the Radio. I'm your host, Dan Ehrlich, and among other things, I'm known to enjoy a good bike ride and some good music from time to time. Please join me in, through the magic of radio and the power of imagination, we'll tie these two seemingly unrelated interests into one. Let the ride begin.
I've really messed things up this town. Too little sleep and too much wine. I guess I'll just be on my way. Which wouldn't change things anyway. I made my bed, I tried sleep. Plastidil and cancer sheet that wears you down the inner street. Still I try. By how and day by day I stumble, crawl and make my way. Happy hours and latest nights, drunken babble pointless fights. Yellow fingers, aching head, bloodshot eyes and spinning bed. Most of my family thinks I'm dead. It's all so sad.
First to ever do the moon dance to a Martin Zeller song, Hank, do you think?
You could be, Dan. I know I haven't done it.
And neither have I, technically, because it certainly didn't resemble it, and you wouldn't have known what I was doing if I didn't tell you there. I kind of got all hung up in the carpet.
I wouldn't have guessed.
Just fell on my butt. How's it going, Hank? Welcome to the studio this week.
Thank you, sir.
Good to have you here. I guess it's been 2 weeks since you and I did show together, right?
Yeah. Couple since the blizzard
show. Which and now
look out the window.
2.0, baby. We're at the Blizzard 2.0, and this is the Saturday. What's the date this time, Hank? It is March 9th. So last Saturday night from when this airs, it's the second. Well, it was 2 weeks ago that we had the Armageddon, Snowmageddon blizzard, 2019,
and shut down southern Minnesota.
And it took us on our third attempt, 3 days in a row, to reach the studio here at Riverland to even get in here to lay down a show. That's true, and that's how bad that blizzard was. And we're looking out the window right now at some crazy stuff happening.
Yeah, as we got here, it was we're getting some pretty good sleet, and then it just went over to snow.
Well, it started as down. Rain. We left my driveway in rain.
Oh yeah, it's and raining the whole time.
We went over to we had to get you a caribou, so we had to stop there and.
Yes, that's I don't know how I got myself hooked on that stuff.
You had to go see your people at Caribou, so. So, and then by then we got out of there, it's sleet. It's definitely sleet by the time we got there. And then it's snow by the time we get to the Riverland parking lot, but yet we look in the parking lot and we have to plan for a flood this time.
Yeah, there's, nothing's draining, so.
Everything's all plugged up, our septic systems are all frozen over from the winter hell of 2019. You can't even say it's the winter of 1819 because it didn't start until 2019. It's just the middle of January.
It's been relentless.
The show goes on, right?
Yep.
And this week we have a special show, Hank. This will be fun for us especially. You know, we're the Austin end of this.
Yep, here at KMSK.
Operation. We're the KMSK. When you hear KMSU, KMSK, that's where that comes from. We're on a different signal here, 91.3. Most of you already know what I'm talking about here. But So the reason we're telling you that on this show is the university has an event coming up. It's an inaugural event. It's the inaugural episode, you would say, or concert of this event.
The first annual.
Yeah, or I don't know if it'll be more than annual because they're starting the storytelling series is what it is. And so artists, I don't know if it's just musicians or if it's all kinds of artists come in and they do their work and they also storytell at the same time with their music in some cases, but also Martin, I assume, is going to be, you know, telling some stories.
Okay, that'll be great.
Which would be really interesting.
He's a good teller of tales.
Well, he is, and we'll be able to prove that on the Bike Rides show here today because we've had Martin Zeller and Nick Ciola, who are A and B of Martin Zeller and the Hardways. And
yes, and the Gear Daddies.
Also, they're the head of the Gear Daddies as well. So, they were in studio. Hank and I went to high school with these guys. Hank being a heck of a lot older than me.
Yeah.
Well, two years ahead of me. Yep. And you knew these guys, especially Nick, quite well.
I graduated with them and lived next door to Nick for, you know, the early years.
Yeah.
And hung out quite a bit. Yep. And all from the same neighborhood.
So we reminisced a little when we had those guys on the show about the old days and what it was high school in the 80s, right?
Yeah, good stories.
So we've got both of them, Nick and Marty, told good bike riding stories for us when they were here, and we'll be playing those back for you. You know, I think it was all the way back to like 2012, Hank. So 6 years ago, it seems like that they were here.
I did write down the date, August 30th, 2013.
13. Show played. Yep. I see. So that was kind of. So it doesn't seem that long ago, but when you listen back, you can tell we the show quality cringeworthy a little bit. But I mean, as far as my production end goes, it's gotten a lot better. But it was, you were on vacation, and we phoned you in, and it was pretty complicated, but we pulled it off.
Yeah, that was great, so I didn't have to, didn't have to cancel the vacation.
Yep. And I'm going to read a little bit off of the website here, of the Minnesota State University website, Hank, just so the listeners can beware. And then after that, stick around. We've got ticket giveaway information coming up. Did you hear that, folks?
I think. You said five pairs of tickets?
Five pairs of tickets, folks, that we're going to give away here. And we'll tell you how to get those in just a second. But let me tell you just a little bit more about the event itself. It's at the Halling Recital Hall from 7:30 to 9:30, Tuesday, March 26th. So that's next Tuesday, a week from Tuesday, March 26th. The Halling Recital Hall there right on campus. And I'm going to read right off of the description here. It says, the Nadine B. Andreas Endowment Program in the College of Arts and Humanities welcomes Martin Zeller, the inaugural performer for the Minnesota Storyteller Artists in Residence and Performance Series at Minnesota State University. Zeller will share the stories of his music and career in a unique concert format with his band The Hard Ways at the Halling Recital Hall of the Early Center for Performing Arts. So that's 320 Maywood Avenue. A little bit more here. They got some background information. Zeller, a native of Austin, first appeared on the Twin Cities music scene in the late 80s as the lead singer and songwriter for the alt country band. Is that what they call it? An alt country band? Okay. The Gear yep. Daddies.
It's been called that.
Yeah. Well, they got that steel guitar going on. So, yeah, okay. I'll say that. The Gear Daddies released two albums on Polygram Records, appeared on Late Night with David Letterman, and toured extensively for 3 years before amicably parting ways in 1992. Zeller continues to record and perform as a solo artist and with his band The Hard Ways, releasing 8 more albums on the Ryko Disc and Owen Lee recording labels. More than 30 years down the road from his first release, Zeller continues to make his living writing, recording, and performing music, and he's happy and grateful for that. General admission for the concert, Hank, $12. That's a pretty good deal.
That's great.
That's a really good deal. I've never paid less than $25 to see Marty or the Gear Daddies ever. Mm-hmm. And then just get this, students, free. Bring your ID. Students free, bring your ID. Yeah, I would not miss this. And that's the part I was going to tell you about when the Gear Daddies played at Winona State University when I was in college, Hank.
Mm-hmm.
That was a free concert, too. And they had that right on campus as well. And all of my friends came over from Austin for it and piled into my efficiency apartment up in the... old lady's house, you know, and we went to this concert. There was 15 of us at least, and then a group of Winona friends I had as well. We were just piled, and they didn't know what they were doing. The Gear Daddies were really hot at that time, and they didn't know what they were doing by throwing the doors open and calling it free, and you know, just general. There's no assigned seating; it's general admission, and it got too big. For the hall, and it was like too stuffed in there, and my girlfriend at the time was a security guard for the campus security guard, and she was on duty actually at the time, so I was there with all my friends, and she was on duty, and she had one of the most stressful nights as a security guard ever because things got out of control.
Yeah, too packed, can't get in.
Mm-hmm. And people got a little rowdy, just a little bit, you know, they were getting kind of crazy, and people, you know, obviously there might have been a little alcohol involved here, and it was crazy, but it didn't become a stampede or anything dangerous, but it got to that point where it made you a little nervous, but it settled down, and then the concert was incredible. It was really, really fun, so that's my memory of it. Now, I don't expect anything like that. I'm not suggesting that we have a stampede on the way of the university, but... you'll want to go to this. There's a reason we wanted to go in college. And there's a reason, you know.
Yeah, it's puts on a great show.
It's
a lot of fun.
Did you have any early Gear Daddies experiences or anything like that, Hank, that you wanted to share? Or am I catching
you
off guard?
I remember back when they started playing in the basement of some of the churches around our neighborhood. And that, I know they played at the Congregational Church, would have been, I don't know, 4th Avenue there.
When we were in high school, you mean?
Yeah, right. Back in the early days. A buddy of mine, Jeff Ashley, was part of them then, but he played like one gig and then said, I'm not doing this. And still remains good friends.
But wasn't that under the name Fallout at that time? Were they Fallout? Because that's what they were when they did our dances when I was in high school.
They started as Fallout, Yep, they played at St. Edward's Church, I believe, too.
Yep. Yeah. So we had a lot of dances that were put on by those guys, and I still remember the songs. I know they covered the Cars. They covered some classic stuff, too. They would do weird stuff, you know.
Yeah, they were versatile.
Yep. And then they were hilarious and generally not always sober either, I don't think so. Good times. No. Okay, so we've got the information out there. Let's give the phone numbers out to give some tickets away, Hank.
Yes,
Gully's going to be manning the phones up there. And Gully, yeah, I know you're listening. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to give out the phone numbers, and then somewhere around the halfway point of the show, of the ride this week, we are going to be pausing, and we'll be swinging it over to Gully. He's going to go live because we're recording this. We don't know if the tickets are given away yet or not, you know. So
yep.
This is how we're going to logistically work that out to communicate with the listeners.
Yep, that sounds good. Gully's helping out.
Yep. So, Gully, when you hear the Jeopardy theme song coming up somewhere around the halfway point, and we'll give you a heads up with it, too. That'll be your opportunity. You'll have 30 seconds to bust in, and we'll play that for 30 seconds and you can give us an update if the tickets are gone yet or not. 389-5678-1-800-456-7810. It's 507-389-5678. 1-800-456-7810 to get your free tickets. We have five pair, folks. They're going to go fast. Gully's going to be working hard. Austin people, do it. Do it.
Yeah. Yes, it's a great opportunity.
And he'll mail them to you. That's why we're doing them a little in advance. We're not doing this on our next show, so Gully said if somebody wants them mailed out, we're going to get them to you in time. So do that. Meanwhile, while you guys are off frantically dialing on your phones, we'll play some more Hard Ways music.
Yeah, man. Dan, you can go with the next song.
Okay, we'll do another full set, Hank, if that works for you, of Hard Ways, and then maybe we'll transition to some Gear Daddies after that.
Yes, I'm ready for that.
I'll kick it off then, Hank, with a song off of one of the Hard Ways early CDs. I think it's just called Martin Zell and the Hard Ways. And this one's called Big Sandals. And you'll find that Martin displays big range in this song.
Close your eyes, baby. Turn out the lights. Been fighting sleep for now. Let's call it a night. And in the morning when you wake up, I'll hold you, kiss your cheek. And as you slowly wipe the sleep from your eyes and your smile, I'll grow weak. I was alone and drifting, yes, it's true, till that breathtaking moment first laid eyes on you. And I finally feel forgiven, and I finally feel the world that I never felt was due to me in all the years that I'd stumbled on this earth. And I, yeah, I love you twice around the world, and the stars up in the sky. Yeah, yeah. I'll give you all my everything till the day I die. In love ain't always easy. Hard times lay ahead. Mistakes will be made, and hard words will be said. But you know that I love you, and I love you as long as I live. And there ain't nothing in this world you can I couldn't forget. I love you twice around the world, and dust eyes up in the sky. I'll give you all my everything till the day I die.
And I find the words to say.
your lips so red. Yeah, your lips so red. Yeah, your lips so red. I'm closer to glass than the concrete old stone. And I'll deal with this somehow as best as I'm able. You drain me your trust and you left me alone. And you play on my fears, and I feign to be blind. And I guess I'm the fool for not drawing some lines. So just spare me the cliches, how things would be better. Don't you dare claim that you understand me. Cause these words that you offer under cover of kindness are selfish, not selfless. That's plain to see. And I thought you would change, that you'd settle down. Just how much did you think I would swallow to keep you around? To keep you. Guess I'm the fool for not drawing some lines. Well, right now I'm calm, the rage come later. I deal with this in my own time, my own way. But right now pick your bags and you walk out that door. It takes time. Swallow to keep you around, to keep you
I got it, Hank. One of us will
we are close.
Figure it out.
We're close to being back on.
Hank and I got our hand signals sort of mixed up over here just at the end of that song. We were Like I just realized I hadn't quite prepared for our set here. We got a lot to talk about now in between. So what's going on? We got Gully Man in the studio up there, right?
Yes.
Taking phone calls.
The tickets are available.
Yep. Going to give the numbers out one more time right now.
Yes, 1-800-456-7810 or 507-389-5678.
Okay, so Gully, if the tickets are gone by now, very soon after the bike riding stories we're about to play, we're going to give you an opportunity to bust into the show and give an update if there's any tickets left. So stand by for that. But first, Hank, I'm kind of excited, right?
Yeah, ready for the stories.
Turn into some bike riding stories. And when we had Nick and Marty in studio back in 2013, we coaxed a couple of good bike riding stories out of them.
Yeah, that was a good show, and you can go back and listen to that show.
At dansbikerides.com.
And it's a good one. Yep, August 30th, 2013.
Is that the date? Okay. Yeah. And the funny part of this is, well, let's play the Nick one first, and then we'll talk about the Marty one. But the Nick one is funny. They're both good. But so here's Nick Ciola telling his favorite bike riding story.
Not that one, no. Mm. If you guys want to hear the one where I broke my leg.
Yeah, that's the one I brought up, I thought.
Well, it was eighth grade, interested in girls at that time, and we're coming home from Lisa Lakin's house and driving down, I think, 4th Avenue. And the girls were leaving the party at the same time I was, but they were riding with Jill Huff's dad in a car. And they passed me at a stop sign. And then, they passed me. Then they went up to a stop sign. Then I was biking as fast as I could to catch them. And as they were taking off from the stop sign, I was passing them, going about 30 miles an hour on my bike, waving at them, smiling. And right when I was even with them, I ran into the back of a parked car.
Oh, yeah. Humbling.
Yeah. And with three girls that I liked at the time were just looking at me, staring at me, while bright-eyed while it happened.
Jeez.
Ended up with a broken leg and a cast.
It was a really bad broken leg,
wow.
Too.
Yeah, I was in a cast for 3 months.
Oh, so did they come and help you then, too, or what happened?
Hell
then?
No.
Oh, no.
Did you get a phone number out of the deal or anything?
Well, actually, the girl I was dating, Lisa Lakin, broke up with me right after that.
Oh,
I know,
man.
You see.
A bike crash and a breakup. Now I'm not liking the direction that we've turned here.
That's heartbreaking.
But I flipped over the whole car.
Yeah.
I landed on the street. It was a good one.
You did the whole car?
Yeah. It was a good shot.
It was a Corolla, was it not?
It was a limo.
How about it, Hank? Right? Memories.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Great story there.
That was good.
We won't talk about the time that Nick shot me in the back with the BB gun as I'm riding my bike away. I'm over that.
That's another story that was told on that show. If you want to go back, we don't have time for it. I wish we did, but if you want to hear it, dansbikerides.com, you can look up that old show and hear Nick tell about how he shot Hank. It was square in the back, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
BB? Yep. Oh, my goodness. So, okay. And then we're going to move on to Martin's bike riding story. And this is funny because, you know, he happens to be opening the storyteller series, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And here he's...
Fits right in.
Here I think he's telling quite a tale.
He's, like I said, he's a storyteller.
Yep. I believe this is quite a tale here. So we'll listen to Martin Zeller's bike riding story.
When you asked about bike stories, because this one, the bike part is really sort of ancillary. But when we were in, I was in sixth or seventh grade, we took a trip out west to go to Disneyland. And we went to the NBC studios, which were in Burbank, to like do the tour. And while we're there, they're doing like auditions or whatever for just like walk-on extra parts for, and in this case it was Scarecrow and Mrs. K, whatever I think it's called.
Yeah.
And so
Mrs. King or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah.
To,
yeah.
I feel terrible for not remembering, but it was my shining moment. But anyway, if you in this one episode, they gave me singing in the background. I ride through the scene on a bike.
Really, as an extra?
Yeah. With it wasn't my real mom. They had some other woman played my mom, and we were like, rode through.
Oh, nice. You know, was the woman who played your mom an actress or just an extra?
No, she was same thing. Someone was taking the tour.
It wasn't like Barbara Billingsley or anything?
No, just another tour taker. But I got to have lunch with Bruce Boxleitner, and it was very cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Being an extra on a bike in a movie. That's a good story.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mark.
So much better. Yeah, I mean, much. It's the only problem is, and one of the reasons I don't even, you know, I don't bring it up, is that they had me in those, you know, they were popular in the 70s, the like super shorty shorts, like the athletic ones with the stripes up the sides. And then they had me in the like knee height athletic socks with the red stripes and a headband.
You look good.
I look pretty good. I look like,
whoa.
Yeah, so that's why I think one of the reasons I've suppressed it a little bit and not, you know, advertised it more is like,
yeah,
it was a big deal.
Yeah, we're not that kind of bike riders.
Well, either was I. Yeah. I was forced out of character on that. Well, actually, no, I think I did. I think everyone wore that kind of stuff back then.
That's great.
Which is awful.
That's great. Hank's wearing it right now.
Yep, I still got those old shorts.
Oh, we're back with you live again. The story's over, but that was pretty good. And I just, none of it's true, I don't think.
Yeah, that was all made up.
Yep, so I hope when Marty's on stage, they have like a lie detector hooked up to him. So, very interesting stuff. It was fun having those guys in. It was one of the highlights of the whole 8 years that we've been doing this show.
Yeah, yeah, it was really great.
And folks, you're lucky that they are in town and you get to go see them. We'll recap at the end some of the details of the show, but right now we're going to give Gully an opportunity to update you if there are any tickets left. And I'll give you the numbers again really quick. 389-5678, 1-800-456-7810. And now Gully's going to break in and just let you know if it's worth your time to even call or not, if there's any left. So, okay, Gully, you have 30 seconds to make magic happen from Mankato's mothership. And I hope we are back with you in the KMSK studio again, and you've gotten your update, and I would guess that there probably aren't any left, but who knows, so.
Yeah, yep, what a great deal.
Hank, we rounded the corner easily past the halfway mark of this week's ride. It's been a fun one. We've got just enough time to get a couple of Gear Daddy songs in before the end here, so let's do that.
Okay, I'll get right into it. Yep, this is Wear Your Crown. This is off Billy's Live Bait.
Open your eyes and look around. Then slowly get up off the ground. First be where you are and find your keys and code your car. But I don't want to wear your crown, cause I'll only let you down. Now both my feet on solid ground. I take a clear look around. No, things will always
dangerous one, too, this winter.
Yes, there's your Gear Daddy's portion of this week's ride, Cut Me Off. And before that, a shout out to our friend Ace, 218 there.
For Jeff.
Yeah, hope you won some tickets. And started that set with Wear Your Crown.
Yeah, some good kind of, sort of a drinking set almost there, you know, kind of that thing, theme going on it there. And speaking of cutting off, we got to cut this show off, Hank, because we're almost out of time.
It's been a busy one. Went fast.
It's been a lot of fun, folks. I'm going to summarize quick here for you. This Tuesday, March 26th at the Halling Recital Hall, it's the Storytellers Series opening. It's the inaugural show featuring Martin Zeller, who we've been featuring on the show here, and who's been... is an Austin native and who we knew in high school. And we're just we're excited and thrilled that he's coming to the campus. So, folks, you're listening to the Bike Rides on the Radio program. And if you want more bike rides, you can go to dansbikerides.com at your leisure and listen anytime. You can also find it in the podcast form as well. Just search for Bike Rides that way. Also on Google Play, whatever that is. And as I mentioned, Hank, we're rounding out toward the end of this week's ride. It's such a pleasure to have you in studio for this one in particular.
Yep. Looking forward to spring here.
Yeah, bring it on. Let's do some melting. Right now it looks like it's incredibly white outside, and we're going to be heading on back out into the abyss and once again with our tail between our legs driving a car. And but before we go, you know, like the Beatles had their psychedelic era and things like that, you know, and Picasso had his cubism and the Gear Daddies, I don't know if it was psychedelia or what it was here that produced this or what went on, but you're going to find some storytelling humor in this next song. And this one's called Hank Iguana Man.
All right.
It's live as well, so pretty weird one. Thanks again, Hank, for being in the studio. You.
Thanks, Gully.
Riders, listeners, we'll see you next week, folks. 1 o'clock on the Bike Rides on the Radio Show.
Iguana Man. Scaly green Iguana Man. Well, Iguana Man is doing Iguana Man being great. Iguana man bring happiness, Iguana man bring pain, and Iguana man is white, Iguana man is black, and Iguana man goes away. Then Iguana man come back, Iguana man. Scale the green Iguana man. Iguana man come down from the land of his birth. Iguana man come down to earth, ass to kick. Then I seen Iguana man, he drink 20 old Nick's. Iguana man. Scared of green Iguana man. Most unpleasant Iguana Man.
Sorry, Hank.
Well, I went down to the local arena, asked to see the manager man. He came from his office, said, son, can I help you? Looked at him and said, yes, you can. Yeah, I want to drive the Zamboni. Yeah, I want to drive the Zamboni. Yes, I do.
Thanks for riding along, Austin, Mankato, and the scary green iguana man.